Not that I could be bothered to look it up, but is wrestler D'Lo Brown related to singer guy CeeLo Brown? And do they have a high-tech brother named E'Lo Brown, or a sister who's good at limbo named B'Lo Brown?
This is the Jam, part of the Sports Jam Network. Welcome to Jam This, with your host Rob Steele.
Something that's been in the news a lot recently is the whole job market. I mean, yeah, there's been rampant unemployment, and trying to find a job is a pain in the ass. And even, you know, keeping one, also similarly pained. I mean, when you're applying for jobs now, a lot of it, do it online. Okay, fine. You know, you can job hunt online. You've got all the different websites that'll help you find jobs, allegedly. But even then, you go to the website of, you know, anywhere, nowhere in particular, and it'll say, do you want to apply for a job? And you click, yeah, because that's what we're doing. We're job hunting. Yes, I'd like to apply for the job. Would you like to upload your resume? Yes, I would. Click, here you go. Next step. Here, fill out all this paperwork, which is not really paperwork anymore, which is a good thing because my handwriting sucks. So I'm typing all this crap in, and I realize that the crap that I'm typing in is the crap that's already on my resume. And it leads me to think, hang on a minute, what the hell did I give you my resume for if you're just going to make me type all the crap in again? What was the point of that? I mean, if you're not going to read it, why even ask for it? When I was going to college, there were classes on how to make a resume. And if no one's going to read it, why are we giving it out to people? No one seems to be reading the damn things. It's all evaluation through however you fill out their little form. Speaking of evaluation, once you get the job, you're going to be evaluated at the job. I had a friend recently, she was telling me about how all these problems that she had at her performance evaluation. Because basically, you know, she's the kind of person, it works the way I did. Oh dear, I woke up this morning, I've got a fever of 172. But you know what? Dave needs that report, so I'm going into work to get it done. Off we go. Go into work, get the report for Dave. Dave doesn't even say thank you, so fuck Dave. But you did your job, you did it damn good, that's what you're there for. You go in every day, you do the job, and you do it good. Then you get the performance evaluation. And you look at the scale, you know, when the evaluator's not looking, and the bottom of the scale is suggested employee termination. Not termination of employment, termination of employee. Oh, shit. But the top of the scale too often in these is, well, he doesn't fuck it up too much. How about he does a kick-ass job? Do we ever get that? No. It's a, well, he doesn't fuck it up too much. Way to build morale. How brilliant is that? No wonder this country doesn't have any self-esteem anymore. Yes, I did great in my evaluation. What did you get, Steve? I got, I don't fuck it up too much. Wow. Are you going to get a raise? No, but I might actually get to keep the job. Morale. What a concept. And speaking of job hunting, I saw something recently looking for IT jobs. This came up, and I really am not sure if it's a real job or not. But it said that because you're an IT specialist, which I am, one of the jobs that I'm eligible for is Women's Pelvic Health Navigator. Now, I'll admit, back in the day, I was able to navigate a woman's pelvis rather well. One of the reasons I ended up getting married. She liked the way I... Anyway, navigator? A Women's Pelvic Health Navigator. Really? How exactly do you navigate? I mean, do you get a compass? Get a compass and a sextant and a big map. Compass always points south. I don't know. Pelvic Health Navigator. If you'd like to get in touch with me, find me on Twitter, steel_42. Find me on my website, steel42.com. Feel free to stop by and get a book or a CD or something. Or you can find me on the Sports Jam Network. So until next week, something to think about. My wife watches a lot of that talentless show singy thing. People have X talent or something. Anyway, you know, the one where they take the songs that you didn't like in the first place and then kind of butcher them in this really bizarre, twisted karaoke contest? The one with CeeLo Brown. And have you noticed that every week he's been looking more and more like an Oompa Loompa?